Good morning, and we're learning Klal Gimel, a Simon Yud Aleph, where the Chayyim is discussing giving a letter or some type of package to be delivered. So he says that the person cannot give it to the non-Jew on Shabbos, or cannot even put it in the place where the non-Jew will come and take it. If the Jew does it on Shabbos. If the Jew does it before Shabbos, you know, the goy will do malach on Shabbos. It's relevant. Either the goy will be picking it up on Shabbos, or the goy will be transporting it on Shabbos. The goy will be actually delivering it on Shabbos. All of those would theoretically should be problematic. It's not a problem because it's done by kablonis. It's not on the Jew's premise, etc. Taking it from the Jew's home on Shabbos, we mentioned this already before. The Jew cannot have the goy coming to the Jew's home and taking it from his home on Shabbos. He wants to put it in a central pickup place. Let's say a person's apartment complex where the carrier picks up items to take to the post office to be sent out. That's not permission to show you so. But if it's in the Jew's home, that would be a problem. It has to be that the non-Jew leaves the Jewish home before Shabbos with the item. Cannot be on Shabbos. But barring that issue, it's okay on Shabbos. What about a scenario where the Jew tells the non-Jew to work on Shabbos? Express mail, guaranteed delivery. Person puts it in Friday afternoon, guaranteed 24-hour delivery. It's going to be delivered sometime next 24 hours on Shabbos. So that's being Meyach and Malach to the Shabbos. Person is specifying that this Malach has to take place on Shabbos. So that's also. Is there any heter at all in that situation? So the Chayyim is going to discuss a possible heter called Amira L'Amira. We know that there's one of the leniencies in the Isra of Amira L'Akam about speaking to a non-Jew, asking a non-Jew to do malacha, is what's known as shus to shus. Shus to shus is that we're asking a non-Jew, Amir Lakam, which is a Rabbanon, to do a different Rabbanon. So that's permitted in Malkam Hefsid. So in case a person has a express mail item that he must deliver, item which must be delivered as soon as possible, because there's going to be a financial loss or other types of losses, so the halacha is that Shus HaShus is Mutter. Shus HaShus means I'm asking a goy. That's shoes number one, to do a melacha drabanan. What about asking a goy to ask a goy? Amir l'amir. So I'm asking a goy to do an isra drabanan of speaking to a goy. Or do we look at it? The end of the day, I'm asking a goy on Shabbos. I'm doing it through a shliach, but I'm asking a goy on Shabbos to do melacha for me, which is osir. I mean, meyach melacha to the Shabbos. Even though I'm doing it indirectly, my shliach is doing it for me. So it's Amir L'Amir Mutter. So the Chayyim says that Amir L'Amir is problematic. But Komakam nearly the behavsid yesh lahatab chiyagavnam, that we shoes to shoes, Mamakam say that the Mutter. I mean, a scenario where it's a situation where there's going to be a significant financial loss, if I don't do this, we can rely on Amir L'Amir. So that means a person wants to give something into express mail, or guaranteed delivery, and it's guaranteed that it's going to be delivered within a certain time frame, which would include that malacha must be done on Shabbos, whether it's actually going to actually be delivered on Shabbos or delivered after Shabbos. But the only way that it could be delivered is if the non-Jew is driving on Shabbos. So there's guaranteed malacha taking place on Shabbos because of my directive. But whenever you hire express mail or something of that sort, you deal with the clerk at the post office. They give it to somebody else, who gives it to somebody else, and somebody else, and eventually there's somebody who does the malacha, taking it elsewhere. So it's always a mira la mira. So Malcolm Hef said one can be makel, the Chayyim says, Mishmurah passes like this, Malcolm Hef said a person can be makel to consider a mira la mira, eshus to shus, which is permitted by Malcolm Seder. But otherwise, a person should not consider Amir L'Amira, and therefore it's going to be, it's not even, doesn't have the heter of Shus to Shus.
Okay. Now, he says, if this is true, that Amir al-Amir is acceptable, even though the second Jew, the second non-Jew will be doing Melacha D'Raisa, can I have an arrangement that the non-Jew will be working on my premise? I speak to the contractor, and he speaks to his workers, and they do work on, they build something for me. Malcolm said it, we don't get it done quickly, be significant loss. It's Malcolm Habs. Amir al-Amir is a Shrus to Shrus. He says, no. Because it is Malachas Menchubar, in that situation, the Isser of Maris Ayin still is a problem. But over here, by the case of the mail item, because it's Malachas Tolish, there's no Maris Ayin, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Have a good day.